Okay, so we're holding here in Hilchos Halicha. We left off, we were discussing the different reasons for the Hadacha before the Malicha. So the third one we mentioned was B'Shem the Smak, and the Smak, that the Hadacha before the Malicha is to remove the Dam that's on the Basar, because that Dam is considered Dam Be'en. And the Malicha will cause that the Dam Be'en should be Nivla into it and will never come out. The Dam which is Nifla, the Dam which is being pulled out from the Basa through the Malicha, that for some reason does not go back in with the salt. Salt doesn't put it back in. Doesn't Asa the Basa. But Dam Be'en that's on the Basa, and then I put the salt, will now be Nivla, will go back into the Basa. Well, ask the bus. The question is, what's the chiluk? So there are many mahalchim between the Rishonim and the Paiskim to explain this. Prima Gadim and Siv Sidas later on in Siman Ayin or Ischavtes, he starts off that maybe Dam Be'en is thicker than the Dam which is being pulled out, which is thinner. So then the thicker Dam gets put back in and doesn't come back out, it gets thicker. He brings the Isavanta. He struggles on this, but he has questions. There's a chiddush over here in the smack also. The chiddush in the smack is that the dam is nivla in the whole piece. It doesn't say, okay, so now if you didn't do adacha, just cut off kedei klipa, kedei netilo, like that. Right? We learned in Basavachal, we learned Tarevis. Maliach kerseach is mavliach kdei klipa. Mavliach kdei klipa. We're machmir, since we're not bekiim, so machmir even by dam, or perhaps when shamei, that's with fave bekula, but be'etzem, maliach kerseach is mavliach kdei klipa. Now here the smack is mashma, that the dam is nivlin to the whole thing.
Washing it off before the
hadachah
won't get rid of that.
Well, we're talking about if you didn't wash off. We'll explain why do you need to wash off before, because it'll be nivla and then you lose your piece of meat. So the Chavetz Chaim here, it's interesting Chavetz Chaim to see Ois Aleph, where he goes on to explain the smack and says that the smack holds that just like melach, salt has a nature, a koyach, a natural koyach, to pull out all the blood that's within to the outside, it also has a nature, a koyach, to be able to be mavliya blood all the way in. The Chavetz Chaim learns, he learns up here, Taz, later on in Siman Ayin, that Dam Be'en goes in and won't come out, he asked a question on it from the Gemara as he quotes the Taz here. He said Taz is Zel Pidas Rosh the Inder Kulichla Vlirak Lahaf. Nearly a time, since the melech pulls out this brine, this salty liquid, don't ask, so why does it ask if the dam be'en that's on the basa? Over there, the is not because the melach is mavliya. You hear that? The basa is reseach. Avu b'melach b'lo hadacha kamaisa, you're going to salt it without hadacha before it, yesh isim itzara melach. But And he has a kasha. So let's see, let's go to the next paragraph for a moment. L'chein nero. Now, plita ben arash v'apayskin b'ha. The imam melech darki lavli. The machleg is the rosh and the other paiskim is, it does melech have the derech to put in lavliya. Because we learned the chulin, there's a machleg is Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, if melech is kurseach. Right? The whole idea of melech kurseach is a machleg is amaroyim. The Shmuel Rabbi Yechon. And even according to Ronda Holes, the melech is kurseach, there's no kayak in there. Even according to Rambam, Malich Skurseach, the whole kayak of their sicha is only kedei klipa. That's what was before in Simu Kuvay. Right? So we have Machlekes Malich Skurseach, and even on the time Malich Skurseach was before according to many paiskin, and that's only kedei klipa. Vini Af Rabbi Yechon the same Malich any Skurseach. Because that's the whole parasha melicha. Well, because he doesn't hold you can cook meat. Of course he holds you can cook meat. The gam ain't shaykes by shir klipa though. Afilu chaticha over, right? Alma, right? So you see that the lahaflit, there's no shir klipa, right? So the question is to be mavliya. What's before in the gemara is that there is a man that holds melich kurseach ubi mavliya. In the Gemara and Paiskim, it's mashma k'dei klipa. Everyone will agree that it could be pilate. How much? As thick as the meat is. Could be pilate from the whole meat.
I thought there's one sheet that it can be pilate, and what it doesn't reach is already, like, down your arm, you don't have to worry.
What, middle, there's real blood there?
No.
The thick blood? We saw those sheets that you have to do on both sides.
Yeah.
But then everyone here started, was it then thin, thick?
Okay, I'll try
to find it. Okay, so everyone agrees there will be pilot. So now, this is what he says. He says, Alma de melech l'kdeira ein taliber sichas ha-melech klal. Rak de tivay shal melech negin adam kachu limshech adam etzlai. The way melech works, not because it's not working with the rules of resicha. Not working with rules of sikh. Melech has a certain draw, it's like a magnetic pull of dam. It pulls dam to it. And that's what he says. He says, "The afil katicha avik min bayis moel hamelicha lahafle adam shem sechah." Alma the melicha likdera ain't totally ber sikha samelch klal. The koyach of plita is not come from the sikha. Rak the tivay shel melech neged adam kachu lumshech adam etzlay. V'chein tochlem lahach tesfil v'tam adoch k'bayisim shem da melech mavli adam shel pnei abbas l'sechoy. Gam kein ein tali b'melech kriseach. Da'at rabiach l'les le melech kriseach pligi adoch rishayna to b'rayisim freshes. Rak the half paisim tesfil v'chmoy she tivay shel melech neged adam lahaflet v'loy tali b'rsicha klal kein hu tivay negin adam la'avliya u'ma'avliya afilu b'chaticha ova b'chol ha'chaticha. So what he's saying is that according, just like we find that there's a teva of dam of melech is like some kind of magnetic pull to pull at the dam, so too the melech has a karech to just like shoot in the dam, the melech itself. So therefore, it's, he says now, v'lotali b'rsicha klal, we're talking about the teva of the melech neged adam. V'ein shachas b'shir klipa klal, sarvi de l'amrina, I did the Torah, rak b'em nivla yidei b'sichas ha-melech. Fine. So therefore, over here, it's not totally in the shir klipa. The Rosh argues, the intivay shel melech neged adam lavliyoy rak lahafle. Abliyoy hu mitzad melech kriseach. Chosh abliyoy mitzad resich amirin medam plita I did turret and all that. So what we see over here is that the Chavis Das is learning in the Svak that melicha is mighty dam, but it's not working with the rules of Reseach. It's not within Melech Reseach. Al kach tivay, that's the teva melech to be mighty and to be shaved the dam outside. And this koyach is in the melech ligabe dam dafka, not for other things, not for shamnunis or anything, any other issur. It's only dam, not for any other issur. Not for any other issur. So therefore, the chiddush of the smack is that just like the melech has a koyach to pull out a dam, so too has a koyach to be mafled dam. I'm sorry, just us. Just like he has a koyach to be mafled dam, so too has a koyach to be mavliya the dam all the way in. When we're dealing with a case of where salted the meat. I'm sorry, where I'm talking about dinner of Maliach, Kiriseach, I'm talking about the Resichas, I'm talking about the Resichas of the meat, the Gabe, another Isser or something like that. So then we're going to have the Shurim of we'll have different rules. But when we're dealing with the Koyach of the Melach, so then it sounds like over here.
Question is,
yeah.
Hey, you think the melech has cost to maflid the dam is inside? On the other hand, it can has the cost to mavliya the dam shebehin. Question: what happens about the dam inside? Why is it going back in? And what
it pulls the dam out?
But it's two different types of dam.
And then,
you know what? If you're saying that it has cost to mavliya the same way it's mafli, should be saying it also gabe the dam will
the dam itself. The dam itself. So then for that we'll have to come on to the other spirit.
It's not gonna say it's not gonna be mafli the dam that it absorbed.
Yeah.
Because it's already absorbed in the melon, it's not coming out of it. Okay? It's working on the dam that's the end there, that it hasn't absorbed yet, that it's cutting back into the basar.
So saying so then you need it, so then you have so the other flaw that we don't say about the treaty and kibbutz kashpolta. Because at the same time, you're, let's say Dindor Dach, at the same time,
Melach
has Mavliya the dam
right away to put it in.
Yeah, the Rashi in the first prayer in Kulim talks about the down the Shechita says easier for the dam. Teva, it's easier for the dam to go into meat.
Easier
than going out.
Easier to go in?
Yeah. It's talking about the dam Shechita. I mean, it's not the dam inside, it's the dam that came out. Yeah.
Okay.
So
let's go on to over here. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says that v'macha she'diach chotach kol netach v'shnayim el shleish. After you wash it off, you cut it into two or three pieces. So lach zolatich. You have to go ahead and wash it again. Right at the end of the Mechaber and Sefer, for the Rambam. So the Shach in Ois Gimel says that if you don't wash it, it's going to be us even with the Evid, because we pass on the smack unless there's Epsom Ruba. Like what's the Rambam, like the Rambam here. Now, the Rambam writes that let's say Ramah says, let's say you washed it. Let's say you only washed it. Rakidicha hetiv sagile. He says, "Avim lo sharei," but if you didn't soak it, rakidicha heitiv, and then I salted it, is mutter. Is mutter b'diem? That would be mutter b'diem. It's about the chatchila. One's supposed to soak it, and then, like we mentioned, soak it and shake it around and make sure it gets washed out. Now, Kiveger in Oistes, he brings that over here. He talks about the his test. He says that if you weren't Molchai yet, so then you still could go ahead and soak it. But the Shachas Mashman, I say that the Shachas Mashman that if you did not salt it yet, you don't need to, even if you didn't salt it, even if you did not salt it yet, you don't need to go ahead and soak it. The question is that in Sif Beis, the Rambam writes in Sif Beis that if you only hudach ma'at, right? He says if you did only a small amount, before the melicha, it's mutter b'diem. It's mashma davke if you molchay already. Rav Yehuda, it's mashma that it's enough, and you'll be able to be molchay if you just washed it. So that's what the Shach speaks about. The Shach speaks about that the Lachamud says perhaps the Shach that perhaps the Rambam was Chayzer. It seems that Halacha L'Maaseh that from the Rambam comes out that about the Lechatchila one needs to soak it for about a half an hour in order to soften the basa, and there's no chilek if the dam is warm or dry. You need to soak it, and it comes out that according to the Shach and the Taz, it's not enough to just wash it unless you take and soak it, and that's about the lechatchila. And that was Ramaz Matir. The Dievet with just Hadacha, that's what Hadacha Hativ. That's what Hadacha Hativ means. If you already washed it Hativ well, but you didn't soak it, so then you don't have to go ahead and soak it, even if you didn't do Malicha yet. And the Chavdas and Ois Beis wants to be Mechadish that what then if the Tabach washed it Hadacha Mu'etes, and the dam was still warm, even though you didn't soak it, also you won't have to go ahead and soak it again because it was already hudach heitiv. The Chavzdas actually learns that it's not a heta of vidyevet; it's a tzimin lechatchila. If the tabach washed the kederach tabachim, the shei melicha, meaning hetiv, he washed the shei melicha because he knew the washing of a melicha, then you won't even have to do a shri afterwards. But if you did not wash the shei melicha, you just stopped washed it, so then we're going to be mechayvit to do a shri afterwards. Others are mashma, shachtas mashma, that maybe it is v'tiyevet. Now, The Taz over here at Ois Beis, the Taz says, the Taz in Ois Beis says as follows. V'imidicha et tabach, so l'chayra k'mashalim zedein tzorch l'shoiz b'mayim dafke, al derech shvichas mayim alov, k'derech at tabach amsagi, der v'inaz. Al d'bemes k'ayim blon, d'loy sagi b'zed, k'lu k'amah. Okay, nearly the nishma bezed the lay name of Midam Ravuna Bigmara, Mileach, Mediaf, Lezach, Adach, Rishaina, Umitam, the Kahudach, Betabchi, Mashkos, Basis. Now, v'lama b'em esamach avun al zeh el devadei darken hoye bekach shet abachem hoye manticha. Was the derech that they wash it? Well, kele utzich laskiroi. Even though in the braisa it's mentioned it, ravuna samach al aminik. Ravuna samach al aminik. And Cain, hava mina the mashiske atur de bayadach hainu la'achar adach hashim tzad aminik. Be'inon shtei adach is tchila. Kmash von the loy. So the Taz is telling us that there's an assumption over here that he already washed the well, right? So the Nachal Svi brings up an interesting point over here. Nachal Svi, he says that in Chasha Mishpa there's a din that he points out over here that what will happen if here on second. Yeah, I was going on the shach base. Sorry. Yeah, the shach tak uses the lashon of the mistame hidicha yafa. That's what he says. The shach says mistame hidicha yafa. So he says over here, nearly the zed davke b'mok shamini kain shadabachim shayru b'mayim. But if the eight of him ain't how many came, lay him in Alchim. The Amir B'Shasa Pergazov, the ain't Shayr in Abbasa B'mayim, Kedei Shayr Lofen B'Shamein. We don't, in the Chenu B'Chosh Mishpah, that there's Halacha Chosh Mishpah, Gmar Azov, that he's not supposed to soak the bus in water so that she look white and fatty. Because it's Oino, he's Ma'anis Abriyas. People think, wow, this is such a good piece of meat, and really, it's not as good as the logs. Because of the smash-up, the ma'minisha, katzav, and the sharoi say shari, the ema anabar, daria, kol yoidim mizeh. He says, sham, and we go, ha, the chali beit to bechaya, akant verb ein sham, vim kain, im ein amini kain, the mini is not like this, ilo adicha yafa, if you did watch it, ha yoi say iser, so ha yoi say iser, badai, So it's really dependent on the place where you may be.
You're not gonna assume that it was the shirt.
Right.
So it
still
for sure wasn't.
Right. So it comes out interesting that they have the Gemara Chulin and the Gemara over there that
Why would that be?
So Ramah says you should wait a little so that the water drips off before you salt it. Right, that's what Ramah says. Says the Shach, you know his Vav. Says the Shach, Yamte Ma'at, Lafuke, Shaloy Yamte, Achi Snagi Legami. But don't wait until it dries up completely. Because if it will dry up completely, then when you salt it, the salt won't dissolve, won't get wet, and won't work better. that's the Taz and his Dal speaks out. Avaloy Achi Snage, because the Azla Yima Samelech, Avaloy Yoytse Dam. Because then it won't be Yimas and the Dam won't come out. This is even according to those that explain the reason for the Adach Rishayne, this is for sure according to those that learn that the Adach Rishayne is to make the salt be able to go in. But even according to the others, also it seems that when we wait, it helps out the process. So therefore, we wait for the we don't dry it off completely. The Mechaber writes as follows. It says, Hadachas Abbasu L'chadchila Yizor L'sharoi Sidnege Chetzi Shah. So this takes us back to an old discussion we once had in Sadi Aleph and other places with over there referred to over here. If you take a look at the Taz over in Oishei, says that it's davka lach betzainin or yavish biraseach. Right, the Das Chachom in the Machz Shekel, he says that the reason for the gzera is not because maybe you'll use it for. Maybe once you'll use it without washing it out. That's not what we're worried about. But the question is inside the Aleph of Beis, how it stems with over there. So we have to take a look back over there to see what happens.
Maybe the
Dhamma
will be absorbed into the Kli, that's the Kli Shashas.
By what?
Where it says, no global Shamash
Mifarma Kirin,
the Kli Shashas.
Right.
And then the Dhamma come out of the Kli into the.
Right, so that's why by Yavish Vaseach would be a problem. Lach Tsoinin seems like there's also some sort of a Bliya, right, we saw over there. The question was, even with something which is not like that, if there was a Xer on that or not. Yeah. Yeah, had to learn the Ramah, right? The Shach at the end, he just learns his own Malach and all that. Okay, now it says, V'av mabsh nezakli muta lach zav l'shoi spoy. You can go ahead and be malachim. Din basa shemale kerach ketze negim shuyose ayin lal sim samches. Okay, now the Shach in Ois Yud, the Shach says, Muta lachs of lishois boy, the ancient by abasa shani, aislays, vainabalay is vainabalaya. It's very dark shop. Mash with us lishois boy, maislays, and we'll be also. It's also basa shinlachva, wouldach going in fine. Then he said, Mio, bidi evet shari. Bidi ever will be muta. The only nasa kovish, because it's not kovish. So what's the shach saying over here? The shach is saying, that what happened over here? He's talking about mashma. The asa lishreis by meis la'eis basa shenimlach kevar to soak it in this kli. V'hudach ka'ogin mitam shenichbash b'kli isser. In the kli, there's a kavisha of isser. Upashidu miu b'di'evet shari d'haloi nasa kavish arach meis la'eis v'azevi neizit al nufkan. Right, what we discussed this when we learned kofei. But what happens? It takes 24 hours for it to become covered. And at that point already, for the time to come out, at that point already, it's nice and down with the gamma. So the Magen is chaylik with the Shach, and he holds that the pigia, the pigima, and the blia come at the same time. So therefore, Chaychter will aser. However, will only aser if I put into it as soon as I. Rav Deir is talking about the Magrams in Hilchas Chametz. In Tafim Zayin Sikot and Tezayin. So over there, he's talking about. He says that. So he'll come at. It's only going to be us if I put into. As soon as I take out Chametz, at the same time I put in the matzah, the Pesach. Right? Or the Yoinasin and the Archashulchan Basin like this, that even if you didn't put it in right away, still Kadasa, because it's not the same second, it's not mamash when the Me'ez Le'ez ends that's Gurim the Bliya. It happens a little earlier, or it starts, and right, it starts, it just ends off in a stronger way later on, different Pshatim like that. Take a look at the Bi'ar Lach over the Intachim Zayin Sibches. That also brings us back to discussion. Just one more point over here in Sif Aleph. One more point. He mentions the din of Basa Shemali Kerach, which we'll see more about it later on, but the Shach already over here talks about it. Basa Shenikrash, Asa Lemolcha, Asa Yirach, Echa Yisayk, Ma Shoyse B'tchila, Yinal B'malechit, unless... It's unless you soften it like the way it was in the beginning. Im nimlach v'achakach nikrash, koydim sheshoshim licha, im nifsha achakach tev lemocha pa mecheres, v'ashay sheshoshim licha. He brings that over here. The Prim Gadim is before that even if at the end you didn't wait sheshoshim licha, in that case, it will be also even midyevin. The Pirchadish holds that you could defrost it and wait, and then the two shiashias will add together. Different places. It comes up that a lot of times in these, when they shech in these far out places,
it frees the meat,
right. So some places are makbet to do melicha there, and some places they do melicha after, but it raises a whole shayla.
What did
you
do
melicha
afterwards?
Yeah, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, more than one tshuva about it. We have to take a look at that. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, we have to see.
Defrost it, and I do believe it sounds a little
bit. I think there's some issues, if I remember correctly, about it. We have to see if, because they freeze in more than 3 days, and all that, it's just the salt within 3 days, we'll see. There were other issues that came up about it. Okay, over here in Sif Gimel, let me just go to Sif Gimel a little. Sif Beis, we sort of discussed Sif Gimel. Right? Vim Inloy. He says, Rabbi, Vim Inloy Melch Acharak, Melch Dak, Kikemach Mutzel Melch Bay. Okay, but what does the Mechaba hold? Mechaba says, Layimlach Melch Daka Kikemach, Veloy Melch Gasa Be Yosin. So this is what the Gemara in Chulin, Kufi Gimel Rav, brings down Rav Dimi Menardo, Malach Le B'milcha Galunisa, with thick, he was Malach with thick salt, with Menapitzle. Rav says, Menapitzle, the Milcha, La'acharzman. He would shake off the salt after the time, La'acharzman. La'acharzman. Mibnei Shadam Nivlebo, because there's dam in it. Av Melch Dak Enzach Lenapitz. That's a Rashi's lashes. My Rashi is mevor that if I'm using thick salt, then I need to do nipat because it's not nitech. It doesn't fall apart. What?
Nipat means rub it off.
Nipat means to shake.
Yeah.
Shake it off. But so therefore I need to shake it off. Because if I'm going to go ahead and wash it the way it is, so then the liquid becomes salty, and then it will be mavliya back into the basta. So therefore I have to be menapitzi before I wash it. I shake it by melt dark, then it's numbase, it dissolves, and nothing remains on the basta, it falls off. Therefore, as soon after the malicha, I can already wash the basa in a bowl. That's what the Gemara is mashman. That's what Rashi says. The Rabbeinu Geshen over there says that he says klima malach le malicha gasa maniach hamelach shav b'seicha basa. You leave the melach on the basa for hours. She yotze hadam. Ba'achkach menapis le the melach ba'hadidam le'boy hadocha chiti. It doesn't need another hadoch. Meaning that if Dimi was being mechalish to us a chumra by melach gasa, that you need also nibates. You need also nibates, and besides the normal hadoch, So the.
Hadoch
shins. Right. So the over here we're talking about also a kli shein menukiv, because if it's a kli menukiv, it doesn't make a difference if it's melch gas and it's not numis, the mayim will just wash it off. No, if you wash it afterwards, if it's a kli menukiv, so just the water will. Right, now what's he worried about? That by melech gas, if you're going to wash it without shaking it off, so then the water will get salty and put it back in. But it's clean menuka, everything's just flowing off.
How about, he's talking about the large melech dafka melech gas, is it?
What?
Middle stage of melech?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what was referring to the Beis Yosef. That he said dafka melech dafka, right? That's what he said, so much like that.
And you wouldn't need
that you wouldn't have to. Says, Shatei Daka, Shalei Tibal Eilach Meilach, Vlei Daka Mena Daka Kikemach. In between. Okay, Blinda, then we'll continue with this. I'll prepare more, better for next time.
So, in that what he mentions,
yeah.
The Muslim Shaykh started.
Right. Correct.
The
Iker Din,
you have it to
the whole side.
You're not assuming that.
The Iker Din is enough on one side.
It's going to soak all the way.
But the Mepharshim or Masbid, that even if you do it on both sides, still, if you have a very thick meat, if you have a thin meat, so you see, the licha works and pulls much further than can
Iklipa. So why do
you both sides then? So it sounds like it was a Chumrah, or maybe a fall off one side, so you put on the other side. Yeah.